Gravedigger for a Mexican baby. Deeper, no, deeper still, the white, sunglassed city clerk says in an accent thick with a homegrown Texas drawl. Her horsewhip voice cracks downward through her pursed, fire engine red lips into the rectangular hole in the earth. These are stifling words almost as heavy as the late morning coastal air of another brutal, cloudless August day. She is annoyed at her fate this day. The clerk lady wants a grave, a baby's grave. I swing the pickaxe hard into the blackened southern soil that bites fiercely into the iron blade of the instrument and tries to swallow it and me whole. With every thrust of my upper body, I arm wrestle the earth for a pound cake's worth of its flesh. Down and up and out, down and up and out. The attack and counterattack are relentless, but dignified, as we are at a cemetery. When the sweat pours flood the torso and blind my eyes with stinging salt, another Mexican jumps in for his turn. It is an impromptu grave for a Mexican baby on the Mexican side of the cemetery, on the Mexican side of the railroad tracks. Choked to death on a weenie, the clerk lady tells us, in the chaos after the hurricane that paralyzed our two-stoplight town with its new Dairy Queen and its new Mexican baby boy. No, the Anglo lady says, that's just not deep enough. Give me 6 feet, Red Cross boys. Keep digging. She has no tractor or water for us today. She just needs a grave for a dead Mexican baby. Hurry up.